Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're talking through an article by Brett Allegre Wood. It's called Sales Bots That Close, and it covers automating your pipeline from first touch to signed deal.
If you've got a sales team spending hours on calls and follow-ups that go nowhere, this one is worth your full attention.
The central argument is straightforward. For SMEs and franchise networks, the way to do more with less isn't hiring more reps, it's replacing repetitive manual work with bots that behave like a top-performing salesperson.
Which sounds good, but what does that look like in practice? Because a lot of business owners have tried automation and it hasn't stuck.
Right, and Brett is specific about this. He maps the whole thing across standard pipeline stages: capture, qualify, nurture, propose, negotiate, close. Each stage has different bots doing different jobs.
Take me through the first two.
At capture, AI voice bots and conversation bots answer calls and web chats, interpret intent, gather contact details, and log everything straight into the CRM. Every lead entry is standardized and tagged from the start.
So no more leads falling through because someone forgot to log a call.
Exactly. Then at qualify, conversation bots ask targeted questions around budget, timeline, decision maker, and fit. They update lead scores in real time. When a lead crosses your threshold, it either routes to a rep or goes through a tailored sequence.
That's the step most sales teams underestimate. How much time do your people spend on calls that were never going to convert?
Probably more than they'd admit. For prospects not ready to buy, the nurture stage kicks in. Database reactivation bots and drip sequences keep them warm, and the system adapts as buyers interact rather than following a rigid schedule.
What happens when it's time to send a proposal?
Sales bots pull pricing, discounts, and product bundles from the CRM, assemble a personalized proposal, deliver it, collect e-signatures, and log the document status. Brett cites a B2B services firm that compressed deal cycles from weeks to days using this approach.
Weeks to days is a meaningful shift for a services business. What frees that up?
The same firm used AI voice bots to handle inbound inquiries, so senior consultants could focus exclusively on high-value proposals. The bots augment the team rather than replace it.
The humans are still there. They're just doing the work that actually needs a human.
That's the design. And the article is clear that escalation matters. You set precise criteria for when a bot hands off to a rep, and the handoff preserves the full conversation context.
What pulls a deal over the line at close?
Reputation and review bots help remove final objections. Once someone signals intent to sign, checkout automation and onboarding workflows fire immediately. The article gives a healthcare clinic as an example. Reputation bots prompted patients to leave reviews, conversation bots pre-screened appointment requests, and the CRM synced patient intake with marketing. Inquiry to appointment conversion went up.
So it's working outside tech sales and B2B. Good to know.
The article covers franchises, retail, professional services, financial services, all of them. The common thread is the CRM being the single source of truth. All bots reference the same contact history, deal status, and intent signals. Without that, you get contradictory messages and lost prospects.
Which is exactly what happens when you bolt automation onto a fragmented stack.
And on the practical side, Brett says the platform can be running in weeks, not months. Internal teams can manage the flows and adjust bots after a short training period. No external consultants required for routine changes.
That matters. I've seen businesses spend as much on consultants maintaining automation as they ever saved from it.
On best practices, two things stood out. First, start with your sales playbook. Document what a top rep actually does, then map those steps into bot flows. Second, early stage bots should ask no more than 3 high-value qualifying questions, not a long form. 3 questions, then collect more detail over time.
3 questions. Most people would try to ask 8.
All right, 1 action each to close out. Mine, if you have a CRM with lapsed customers sitting in it, a reactivation bot is often the quickest way to find revenue that's already there.
Mine is to map the single most repetitive step your sales team does right now. If it happens more than 10 times a week, it's a candidate for automation.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want any of this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
Worth a look.